This I believe. The wider a man's experience, the deeper, usually, his insight into human nature, including his own. Colonel Ralph K. Strassman of New York City has been a reporter, publisher, soldier, and advertising man. Positions giving only a hint of the exciting life he has led and the varied service he has performed in his multiple careers. He was publisher of Red Book magazine for a quarter of a century. Although he has traveled the globe, contributing to many of the world's leading newspapers, he has never been satisfied with his knowledge, never content with his own ever-widening understanding of people. Against that broad background, listen now to the beliefs important in the life of Colonel Strassman.
I believe in the essential and continuing importance of human beings to themselves and for others. The whole history of what we call civilization, of art, science, philosophy, literature, and government, is essentially a record of the struggles and efforts of human beings to be themselves, of efforts to express in concrete form the urgings and the powers which are the mysterious ingredients of the human mind and the human soul. Life has taught me that the very fact that we tend to magnify our failures and take our successes for granted is proof of the unique drive within us. I have never learned to accept injustice, suffering, and violence as a normal state of affairs. I believe that more harm is done to individuals and nations through ignorance and stupidity than through active malice and evil design. So I've always felt that the most important thing I can do, in addition to making myself a better person, is to learn to know my fellow man better. I believe that the whole organization of our society is a defense against the inner desolation of the man who has no real contact with, warmth for, and interest in other people. The search for self-understanding and self-realization is based on the need to know oneself through others and to grow through giving and receiving. I have learned that we have the essential values of the useful and rewarding life within ourselves. The seeds of our salvation or the seeds of our destruction, depending on how we use them. They take different forms, but basically, for me, the good life depends upon an inner contentment and adjustment and on trying to make the special contributions which are mine alone toward the common good. For me, this cannot involve any fatuous denial of the obvious evils, sufferings, and hardships which exist. These I will always regard as challenges because they result fundamentally from human stupidity and human malice. I know that I, as a human being, must share the responsibility for them, unless I claim to be a plaster saint in a tin heaven. I've often felt tempted, especially in times like these, to assume a material and fatalistic attitude, saying, what can one person do? If we're going to be blown to bits any day now, why not look out for my own comfort in the meantime? Fortunately, I have not yielded to that temptation, because I have been sustained by my firm belief that the mysterious entity we call the individual or the human personality never ceases to exist and never loses its identity. This, to me, makes our contributions to the world we live in far more important because of the good or evil we leave behind us. This belief eases for me the pain of loss and the bitterness of disappointment and failure. The man who starts to build and works honestly and well as a member of the great human family will always enjoy the satisfaction of having done his part.
There, the creed of Colonel Ralph K. Strassman, a vice president of the Ward Wheelock Company, an advertising firm, a man who believes in seeing the world as it is, and then doing his best to make it better.